In January, New York State Senator Betty Little outlined her agenda and goals for the legislative session. Now that the session has adjourned, the Republican from the 45th District says she was successful at passing a number of bills, but frustrated with the lack of substantive movement on issues such as ethics reform. She believes one of the session's successes was finally ending the education funding gap elimination adjustment.
In the 2009 budget year, New York State was short on revenue, so they cut school aid. Well, they cut it by over $2 billion. Places that really relied upon state funding got hurt the most. We really had to eliminate it. It was standing in the way of everything.
One of the other items that you really wanted to focus on and you were successful with was passing an auto recall notification during car inspections.
I had a woman that came to my office and her son died in a car accident. He didn't try to stop or anything, slammed into a stone wall. Months after he had died, she was still getting recalls on that car. What we want to do is say that when you go and have your car inspected, that part of the inspection is to let you know if there's an active recall on your car.
The whole minimum wage debate was a huge issue in New York this year. You did not support an immediate increase to $15 an hour. Mm-hmm. What do you make of the compromise plan that did end up being enacted?
$15 an hour was way over the top for businesses in the North Country and this part of the state. So I think we did well with a compromise. It goes up 70 cents this year, and then it advances at 70 cents until it reaches $12.50, and that's in 2021, I believe. There is a period of time every 3 years that they look at. How is this affecting our economy? And it could be immediately stopped at that point.
Did you ever feel strong-armed by the governor and the wage board during this whole $15 debate?
No, but I think that the governor having the ability to raise the fast foods to $15 an hour through the wage board meant that it was possible he could do it through the wage board anyway. So we were happy that we were able to get a compromise, and in part of that compromise, suspend the wage board.
If I recall, you've been on an opioid and heroin task force.
Yes.
The governor just signed the legislation to limit prescriptions and have mandatory prescriber education. How critical was that legislation, and is there more that we should be doing?
That was very critical, and we did a lot of things in that. We're also looking at peer counseling. If you end up in an emergency room because of an overdose, you can't just walk out. I think we're working in a good direction, and I think these bills were very important to have happen.
Betty, how distracting was ethics this session?
It's been very distracting because it's something that people don't understand. They don't understand how an elected official can be convicted of a crime, be sentenced to prison, and while he's sitting in prison, or she, is receiving a pension. We have to go back to the New York State Constitution, which says that a New York State pension cannot be diminished once it has been given. I stood up in conference a couple of times and said, we need to pass something. There's always more we can do. The pension forfeiture is separate because it's a constitutional amendment. We have to amend that constitution that says you can't diminish their benefits. So this has passed this session. It will have to be passed again in 2017, and it will be before the voters, November 2017.
As you look back at the legislative session, what are your primary disappointments?
You know, one disappointment, I was trying to get it so that we could sell Camp Gabriel's. It'd be another constitutional amendment. But on the positive side, we passed the first passage of a constitutional amendment that's going to change the game in the Adirondack Park and the Catskill Park, saying that you don't need all these constitutional amendments if you're going to try to fix a road or a bridge. And you have to use a little bit of forest preserve for those areas. We'll have a land bank, and you can use a portion of that. We also, on the second part of that bill, says that You know, on all the existing power poles, utility poles, you can hang broadband, that you don't need any extra permit to do that. That, too, is first passage. Next year, we need second passage and implementation language.
Republican Senator Betty Little is serving her sixth term, representing the 45th District, which includes Clinton, Essex, Franklin, Warren, and parts of St. Lawrence and Washington counties. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.